The libraries at Penn State University hold nearly 5 million volumes. On Wednesday, they added 14 more, so-called human books that volunteered to loan their experiences as part of the university's first human library. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff checked out the books on offer.
Brian Davis is well known around campus, and not just because the Penn State junior is always wearing a suit. He's triple majoring and double minoring, is actively involved in organizations across campus, and has the ear of the university's president. But that's not where his story begins.
So my story is about me growing up in West Philadelphia and from me joining a gang into how that was for me every single day, whether that was getting shot at, fearing for my lives, or fighting just because that was like the mental capacity I had at the time.
Davis joined a gang in Philadelphia when he was 15. He dealt drugs, saw friends get shot, and believed that his life could end in only two places, jail or death. But he kept his grades up and eventually joined a football team, where he found mentorship and an outlet. When Davis was accepted to Penn State, he tried to separate his old life from his new life.
I felt like the story would hinder me in some ways in the future, but at the same time, I was like, you know, if I can survive all of that, why would I be scared to tell my story?
Davis shared his experiences publicly for the first time as part of Penn State's Human Library. Davis volunteered to be a book that small groups could borrow for 45 minutes at a time. Penn State's Human Library featured speakers, I mean books, who'd experienced fat shaming, having a parent suffer from mental illness, coming to this country as an immigrant, and growing up on an Indian reservation, among others. The Human Library aimed to have a diversity of experiences not prominently represented on campus, says Megan Gilpin, outreach coordinator at Penn State Libraries.
There are barriers out there that other people have experienced that I have not experienced. So we want people to recognize those, you know, and hear about those experiences so that they can learn about the people around them and the challenges that they face.
Gilpin first learned about human libraries at a conference last year, but the idea has been around since 2000, when the first one was held in Copenhagen. Since then, it has spread to 60 countries, popping up in community centers, classrooms, and college campuses. Gilpin applied to bring the human library to Penn State, and she says the timing was fortuitous. Penn State recently launched a diversity and inclusion campaign called All In, and there's been a lot of talk about developing understanding between different groups in the wake of the election.
Sometimes, you know, we have questions about people that are different than us, and, you know, it's nice to be able to actually ask those questions and in a safe and supportive environment. We're hoping that people can provide the answers and everybody will learn something new.
Librarian Kelly Kasarian asked Davis about leaving West Philadelphia behind for Penn State.
Do you ever encounter, if you go back, people who are angry with you or resentful?
I actually think when I go back home that I'm actually protected by my community and that they've seen all the things that I'm doing, so they don't want anything to happen to me at this point.
Penn State is hoping to make the Human Library an annual event. Many of this year's first editions said they enjoyed sharing their time as books, but are looking forward to borrowing others' experiences in the future. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.